You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Friday afternoon. Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey serves as the state climatologist for the Prairie Research Institute, among other places, is on the phone line to talk about the weather forecast with us for the weekend. Thanks, Jim, for taking the time with us. Rather than the weekend, let's look back first at this week. How much rain fell across the state of Illinois, and was it divvied up by north, south, central, or other ways?
That's right. It was a very exciting week as far as the precipitation goes. Really not much fell at all south of Interstate 70, but between Interstate 70 and close to Chicago, we get about 2 to 4 inches, and in a line basically north of between Quincy and Chicago, we got up to 4 to 6 inches. So widespread flooding across much of the northern half of the state, and things look very wet in much of that area. So it's very wet at this point, and certainly that totally erases any concerns we had about drought that were still lingering a month or two ago.
Take up the southern part of the state, below I-70. Do you suppose they can be in the field?
You know, that's a good question. They probably could, because it's been relatively dry south of there for the last 2 weeks. So I suspect there may be some activity going on in some of those areas, especially farther south where it gets a little warmer a little earlier, so that should be good news for them.
I suppose we'll find that out during the crop progress reports on Monday afternoon. Tell me about Tell me about the weekend weather forecast.
Well, you know, it's tomorrow will be high of 51 with mostly sunny skies, and then on Sunday it'll be even nicer, a high of 61 with partly sunny skies. And even next Monday, it'll be high of 65, and then there is a chance of rain moving in Monday night and Tuesday. The amounts don't look too impressive right now, but that could change as we move forward there. But at least at this point, they're just calling for showers and not heavy thunderstorms or anything like that. But you know, we've kind of gotten into this rhythm of having a couple of nice days, and we get a big rain event, and then we have some cold weather, then it turns nice again. And so we've kind of gone through this cycle for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and at least in the short term, that seems to be a continuation of that. Now, if you get out the 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day forecast, it looks a little different. The 6 to 10-day still shows us being cold, but we do seem to be on the dry side. The 8 to 14-day forecast is near normal temperatures and below normal precipitation.
Well, that'd be much better news, and I suppose we might be getting deep enough into the springtime that do we normally get another change in the weather patterns about this time of year?
Yeah, as the calendar marches forward here, we do, and April is one of our big transition months, so we should be getting up into the much warmer temperatures. You know, even though we've had that tendency to be on the cool side, our benchmark or where we average or normal would be is moving up quite rapidly. We probably warm up about a good 10 to 12 degrees from the beginning of end to April in many places. So we should be getting warmer, and our risk of frost should be about reaching that point at this stage, and then it'll start to decrease it by the end of the month.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey. The Prairie Research Institute serves as the state climatologist. Talks to us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Friday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website at willag.org for Commodity Week. Our guest this week is Iowa State meteorologist from Extension there, Elwin Taylor. We'll put that up at about 6 o'clock this evening at willag.org. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.